Hi, I'm Jason Lee from the band Trisha, and you're listening to Urban Movement Radio.
The Gospel News. Please stay tuned for season 4 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show with your host, Apostle Designate Minister John E. Ross.
Why the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, thou should have no pleasure in thee. Jesus is gone and what you're here is soon to come. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, calling you. Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Jesus is calling. Even calling you.
Remember, he called from day one. Remember them times you had the stacks and the guns. Man. Remember them times where everything went wrong and you blamed everyone else with that same old song. He got old. You gotta call.
Growing up with fear was my story. No one called to share it all. Voices telling me I was worth nothing, that I never would amount to something, not good enough to be loved. Down to the ground. Don't you know life can all be turned around? No fear, no fear, no fear. Just faith, just faith, just faith. No, I won't be afraid, and I will not be ashamed. No fear, no fear. In my way, there is a brand new day.
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I am the Apostle Designate Minister John Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead minister and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 4 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. Our topic of conversation is derived from a book authored by Sister Veronica titled, How I Made It Out Alive. Yes, Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Christian recording artist and singing duo Angela and Veronica. They are the recipients of 3 Dove Awards, and they have had several television appearances on Fox 17, TBN, WATC, TV 57, TCT, and The Word Network. They are the founders of A Voice for Women Ministry since 2005. They are the writers for Special Olympics theme song Dare to Dream in 2006. They are the ordained pastors by the Word Truth International and 2009 founders and pastors of Higher Place Church in Franklin, Tennessee. Angelo and Veronica, welcome to the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show.
Welcome,
thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yes,
amen. It's truly an honor and a blessing to have you both as our guests, listening audience and kingdom. We will be hearing music from the anointed duo throughout this podcast. And once again, our topic of conversation is derived from a book authored by Sister Veronica titled, How I Made It Out Alive. And we will be focusing on freedom over depression and fear. Kingdom and listening audience, depression is having a deep sense of despondency, discouragement, and sadness, often linked with a sense of personal powerlessness and a loss of meaning in and enthusiasm for life. There are many biblical characters who showed evidence of this behavior, like Moses, Elijah, Jonah, the children of Israel, Mary, Hannah, and Ruth, just to name a few. And God showed up and came to the rescue for each and every one. Even Jesus himself went in his fleshly form to the point that it manifested into great drops of blood, which led us know that when we face these times in life, there is no embarrassment about it because no one is exempt. Kingdom, fear can be a component to the recipe that leads to a depressed state. Fear is a danger, and in its purpose is a feeling arising in the presence or anticipation of danger, arising in the presence of evil. You become alarmed and anxiety with dread, and you become suspect to doubt. You doubt if God is there and if he cares, and there are feelings of abandonment, and many times you wonder, why are you alive? Hallelujah. And if life is worth living, I have felt that way once upon a time myself. But after being delivered, I can truly say, hallelujah, that life is worth the living because Jesus lives. Hallelujah. Sister Veronica, please tell us about your battle with this very crisis. What happened and led to your battle of depression?
Yes, well, you know, that's something that I was trying to actually figure out for a long time because, I mean, I was, remember being depressed and having suicidal thoughts as young as, I was just remembering this the other day, 11, 12, 13 years old, you know, being that young and feeling very depressed in my life. And for a long time, I wasn't even sure what the actual cause was. You know, I just knew that this was something that followed me everywhere I went. It didn't matter what stage I was at life. It just continued to follow me and haunt me, if you will. What attributed to my depression was a combination of things. And so just let me give you the scripture because it will help the listener to understand where depression comes from. I believe it's Proverbs 12:25. It says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. So depression comes from fear. Now, I can attest to the fact that I had a spirit of fear all my life, nearly all my life. I mean, I was afraid of everything as a child. Now, come to find out, this is something that is actually generational. You know, the spirit of fear is actually, and it is a spirit, because the Bible also says that God did not give us a spirit of fear.
Yes.
I mean, and it's exactly what the Word of God says. Fear is a spirit. Now, not every time you are afraid do you have a spirit of fear, but there is such thing as, or the Bible says, the spirit of fear that I come to find out now that I had all my life, and that I believe that I was born with, because I came from a fearful family, if you will. You know what I'm saying? My mother, my father, my grandparents, they all had a fearful spirit. So that's where fear, and that's where my depression came from. It also came, and this was a huge part, was a very tumultuous relationship with my father. You know, it's the father who gives child, and especially the daughter, you know, I mean, and the son too, but especially the daughter is affected by a lack of fatherly love. You know, so that was very, very, very devastating in my life. Again, I didn't know what caused this all. You know what I'm saying? Because when you grow up this way, that's the only thing that you know.
Amen.
You know fear, and you know anxiety, and you know, I mean, you just think those things are normal until somebody else tells you that they're not, or you're looking at the Word of God and you're saying, you know what, this is not how God wants me to live.
Amen.
You know, so you think these things are normal, and then you find out, you know what, God doesn't want this for my life. You know, so the other thing was my relationship with my dad, and that was huge. That was probably the biggest contributor to my depression, because with depression comes these feelings of worthlessness.
Yes.
And when you don't have that, the same way if you don't have your identity in Christ Jesus, you don't know who you are.
Yes.
And the same way when we're growing up, if we don't know the love of our earthly fathers, we have very, very, very low self-esteem.
Teacher.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know who I was just as a person because of that lack of love, and because of feeling rejected, you know, by my dad. You know, so that was huge, huge, huge contributor to how I felt about myself and why I became, you know, I was so depressed.
Amen. So how did you reveal to others what you had been dealing with from this kind of deceptive attack from the enemy?
How did I reveal it to others?
To others, yes.
Well, I honestly couldn't verbalize it for a very, very long time. Again, I was depressed, and I didn't understand why or where it was coming from. So it took some time for me to even be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then when I was able to even talk about it, that's when God just really started helping me. I should say God was there all along, really.
Yes.
But it just came to a culmination almost, 22 years ago now. Our son is 22 years old. And I share this in the book, and I share this wherever, every place I go. And I was just had our son. He was about 5 or 6 months old. And My husband went out for the day. Angela went out for the day and took our son with him to give me a break.
Yeah.
And that day when they left, I planned to take my life.
Jesus.
Yes, I planned to take my life. I mean, again, this was a lifestyle for me. This was a lifestyle for me, and I didn't know any other way to live. Fear was my life. Worry was my life. Depression was something normal. And suicidal thoughts, yeah, that was just kind of part of my life, a horrible, dark part of my life, you know? So, but this day was different because it was like, okay, I'm really going to do it this time. You know, I mean, things just look so dark, and I saw no light at the end of the tunnel. It was just complete hopelessness, just complete and utter desperation. And I literally felt surrounded like something like death was closing in on me.
Yeah.
You know, and I even sing that in the lyric of Made It Out Alive song, you know. And so I praise God that by the grace of God, my husband and my son came home. You know, I wasn't able to harm myself. Thank God.
Lord.
You know, as I had planned that day, I thought that this would be my, I thought that would be my last day on earth. And but grace of God, I'm still here. So I've been telling people this for and sharing this testimony for 22 years ago, and that was really the turning point. That was the absolute turning point, because after that time, I just really, really cried out to the Lord, and I said, God, I can't live this way anymore. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to go on medication. I didn't know whether to check myself into a mental hospital. I didn't know. I absolutely had no idea, but I thank God that God, again, I mean, he was with me all along, but he really stepped in, you know, because I was so desperate, and I was willing to make changes in my life at that point. And showed me, and I talk about this in the book, but God showed me step by step how to walk out of this life of fear and depression and insecurity.
Amen. And kingdom, I have found out for a truth that Christ Jesus living in us is the hope of our glory and freedom from depression. In Colossians, the first chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse, where Paul declares, springing forth from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel. The 6th verse declares that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the days you have heard it and truly understood the grace of God. Now down to the 27th and the 28th verses of this same chapter, the 27th verse declares, God in his eternal plan chose to make known to them how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of his mystery, which is Christ in and among you, the hope and guarantee of realizing the glory. We proclaim him, warning and instructing everyone in all wisdom that is with comprehensive insight into the word of purpose of God, mature, fully trained, and perfect in him, the anointed. And kingdom, truly one of the steps to healing and deliverance and the exodus of this obstacle in life is loving God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, body, and soul. Sister Veronica, what was the beginning and the turning around for you?
Yes. Well, after that time,
hallelujah.
When I mean, I'm sorry?
I was just giving God the glory.
Oh, okay. After that time, I was rock bottom, and I praise God for that now. I praise God that I was just so low that all I could do was look up to God. And I just cried out to the Lord. I said, God, I really need some answers here. I wanted to change, and I knew at that point that my life needed to change.
Yes.
You know, some of us just are so used to the way that we're living, we don't even realize that things are supposed to be different, and God wants things to be different. So after that time, I remember just sitting in church, still very distraught and very, I was just very shaken up by this experience because it was so real to me. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot to mention, and this is one of the most important things about what happened to me that day, that I heard voices telling me, you are not a good wife, you are not a good mother, you are not good. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I heard voices telling me, you are not a good wife, you are not a good mother, you are not a good Christian, and you'd be doing more harm than good by staying in the world. That's exactly what I heard in my spirit speaking to me. So at that point, I knew, and I figured out, obviously, afterwards, that this voice was not from God, that this was not of God.
Yes, Lord.
That this was a demonic thing.
Yes.
This was an actual demonic thing. I mean, I felt this thing so dark around me. As I said before, like I was surrounded by this. You know, I was surrounded by this spirit of death. I was surrounded by these voices telling me to do things that were opposite from the Word of God. So after that time, it's like I knew, I was just, again, I was so shaken up because I knew that this was absolutely, absolutely demonic, absolutely of the devil. And I remember sitting in church and I heard the pastor say one thing, and I promise you, I don't think I heard anything of the message that day except for one thing that actually changed my Christian walk, and that absolutely was the answer to me at that time. And all he said was, when you read the Bible, read it out loud. That was all I heard that morning. See, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Man.
So the solution for me was to hear the Word. See, I was so much in fear that in order to get faith, you must hear the Word of God. And the most powerful thing that we can do as believers is we can't sit in church all day, you know?
Yeah.
We speak the word for ourselves. That's what I learned to do. And I remember somebody had given me a promise book just where, you know, we were out, you know, traveling. Somebody had given me a promise book where it's like just like little scriptures grouped up under subjects, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember I started highlighting scriptures, and three of them really spoke to me and my condition, what I was going through. And those were 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That was one of the scriptures that I would just speak every single day. And Psalm 139:14, I am fearful. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And the other one was Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plans that he has for you, plans for welfare, not for calamity, but to give you a future and a hope. So I started doing that every day, and that actually became my medicine. I started speaking God's word, praying
Hallelujah.
God's word, meditating on God's word, learning God's word, speaking God's word. And I did that every single, and every time those feelings started coming back to me, I would, you know what I'm saying? And every time I started feeling fear, you know, God did not give me a spirit of fear. I rebuke you and I cast you out, spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus. And the thing that I realize now is that I delivered myself
Hallelujah.
From the spirit of fear in Jesus' name through God's word. Nobody prayed for me.
All right.
Nobody prayed for me. Nobody came up to Sister Veronica and said, you have a spirit of fear, I'm going to cast it out. No. God gave me the power to do that. He gives us the power to do this through God's word and through obedience to it. You know, so these things start, I mean, it wasn't overnight. You know, this took a while. Again, when you've been thinking one way all your life, it takes time to renew your mind. So it was just little by little every single day. And that's why I wake up and I read my Bible, you know? Wake up and I pray, you know? I mean, because that's something that I've learned. That's what renews your mind every single day of your life. Because this, let me tell you, this world will get inside of you.
Yeah.
It will get inside of you. And so it's the only way for us to cleanse ourselves from everything that's ungodly in this world. And that keeps us steadfast in the Lord. If not, all these things will come back on us, the fear, the depression, the lust. Everything will come back on you, because the enemy is never going to give up trying to get your soul.
Amen.
You know? And so that's what I've learned to do. I've learned to speak God's word and study God's word, pray God's word, everything that became my lifeline, that became my lifesaver, you know, so to speak. And it saved my life. The truth saved my life.
Amen. Kingdom, some of the strategies of battling this crisis is seeking a support system. That can mean a Christian counselor, because the work begins with identifying the causes and the word of God, meaning our Bibles, but also a prophetic word declaring our deliverance is needed, along with prayer and beginning to take action, moving forward with steps to freedom to our exodus. Those steps forward include lifestyle changes, resolving conflicts, and continues after deliverance with helping others and mentorship and discipleship, ministry with overcoming testimony that is a result of the blood of the Lamb, and doing like you are doing, writing about it, and talk shows about your coming out and being free. Brother Angelo, how did you feel and react over hearing about what was taking place with Veronica?
Well, as you know, I'm a comedian, so I had no clue. I was clueless, like the movie. I mean, I truly not that I was being insensitive or not attentive to my wife, but I was just spending all that time to be a superstar, and my concentration was on singing. sometimes the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And really, it's like medicine to our bodies, you know. So we need to laugh. We need to experience the ultimate joy, which is Jesus. And the thing is that, you know, when I did discover what she was dealing with, I just loved my wife.
Man.
I loved her before, and I loved her during, and I love her afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for my wife, and through whatever she's dealing with, whatever we're dealing with, we're in this together. We're in this to win this, and not to be defeated by a little wimpy devil.
Amen.
Yeah, Angela, he doesn't realize how much, I mean, because when you say, sometimes we have to go to a counselor, but he was my counselor.
Yes.
Really and truly, because he was my number one source of encouragement, you know, besides God and his word. He encouraged me from the first day he ever met me.
Yes.
You know, he was, you know, telling me, you know, oh, you're great, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that, you know what I'm saying? He helped me in that. When I didn't believe that about myself, he helped me believe those things about myself. And that's the same thing that God does.
To cut you off, Veronica, but I mean, I wasn't flattering you.
Not at all.
From the depths of my soul, what I felt about my wife, and still do after 27 years of marriage. So, and I think that, you know, we as Christians, we need to fight for our marriages. We need to fight for our wives
Amen.
And our husbands, and step into the battleground with the word of the Lord and with our, with, you know, with the with the sword of the Spirit and attack the enemy. You know, but you know, it's very easy to hear Veronica, see Veronica, be around Veronica to understand what a beautiful human being she really is. Amen. So, and that's I'm not just I tell people I'm her husband, but even if I wasn't a husband, I would tell you that. So.
And this is leading into the next question, Brother Angelo. I was going to ask you, how did you participate in the transformation and the process of healing from the storm in your wife's life?
Oh, I just you know, made fun of her, called her names, and which is mean the way I am. No, I mean, that's a loaded question to me, because
he really took up his authority in Christ Jesus and as a husband. You know what I'm saying? Because there are certain things that men can do that women just cannot.
That's
true.
You
know what I'm saying? In terms of God.
Yes.
Angela did what he did. He just stepped up, and he was a man, and he was a husband to me. You know, and he was that shield.
Yeah.
You know, and any time that a husband prays for a wife or prays with the wife, he is able to just completely help guard her and cover her and protect her from all these spiritual, you know, darts of the enemy.
Yes.
And that's what he did.
Well, I appreciate, you know, my thing is, Veronica, that we're in this together. You know, there's battles that we win and lose together as husband and wife.
Yes.
I was going to say that, you know, wisdom is a woman's spirit. You know, and my wife has got a lot of wisdom.
Yes.
You know, and you know, even through her difficulty of dealing with this in her life. You know, and you know, having an understanding of God's word was the ultimate cure for my wife.
Hallelujah.
God's word will heal you.
Yes.
You know, but I think, you know, Veronica, I don't know if you spoke a little bit about Pastor Wright and being health ministries of getting to the root of the issue. And really, fear is crippling to Christians.
Amen.
So I believe that as a Christian, if you don't know one scripture, you need to know 2 Timothy 1:7. And you need to know the depth of what is being spoken there, that it's a spirit. It's an evil spirit, fear.
Yes.
And you need to tell it where to go. And you need to take up your authority.
Amen.
As a Christian, Jesus gave us that ultimate authority. So
Amen.
When we speak it, it's powerful. When
yes,
you
Lord.
Mean it and you stand on the precepts of God's word, say, you know what? We're not dealing with this anymore. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being beat up, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's your mental status, whatever it is that is attacking you, as a believer, we need to know that we have the power to speak to that mountain, say, be removed and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So,
amen.
And Sister Veronica, would you like to add anything else in regards to those who are either facing this problem or looking for strength to get help and taking their first steps to freedom?
Yeah. You know, first you have to really be desperate and cry out to the Lord. I know, I love how he's a Bible teacher, Derek Prince, and he says it's those who are desperate who get the deliverance, you know?
Yes.
And that's where I was, you know? I was really in a desperate place. So you have to be desperate, and you have to be willing to make some changes in your life,
yeah.
You know, because mm-hmm. nothing is going to change by doing the same thing. And I would just say, they can reach out to me, you know, and they can reach out. We have a broadcast every Sunday, and they can get the book. And it's just a matter of being willing to not just be a hearer of the word, but doing it.
And what about when the battle is over? Any advice to those who are coming out of depression?
Yes, yes. Because the fact of the matter is that even when, let's say you rebuke the spirit of fear and you command it to go in Jesus' name, which it has to go. It has to go in Jesus' name. That's your
yes.
authority as a believer. However, it's going to try to come back, and it's going to wait till there's an open door. You know, and then it's going to try and work its way back into your life.
Wow.
And you have to do that all over. That's what I'm saying. You have to renew your word every day. That has to be a daily thing, you know, and you're going to have to be ready for when that tries to come on you. You know, depression in the Bible is a spirit of heaviness, and that's in the book of Isaiah. The
yes.
spirit of heaviness. It's an actual spirit. So we have to realize that we can just take up our authority as believers and command those evil spirits to go in Jesus' name. And if we feel like we can't do it ourselves, then we can call, hopefully reach out to our pastor or somebody who we can trust in the ministry to help
yeah.
us, to pray with us.
Amen.
You know, but I know that I've just learned to do myself with the word of God and with my husband. You know, we pray together and we command, you know,
yes.
spirits to go, evil spirits to go, and they have to flee.
Yeah. You know,
I
don't want to cut you off, Veronica, but I believe that, you know, a lot of people are lonely.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of loneliness. And I share with my wife, you know, we talk about this all the time because my wife and I have taken a stand on truth that's very difficult. You know, we preach things that pastors don't want to touch. Otherwise, they wouldn't have any members, you know. And the thing is that so we feel lonely at times. But I told Veronica, I said, even in the midst of somebody who's dealing with depression, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
I don't know a human being on earth that can guarantee you that, but God can. And God is he's the father to the fatherless,
yes.
to the homeless, to the ones that feel worthless. God is there. All you got to do is open his word and get close to him. Abide in the word of God. And when you abide in it, there's freedom. You know?
That's right.
And there's not, the loneliness will lift if you just open the word of God. You know,
Amen.
So we're always looking for humans to fill that void where only God can. That's it.
Amen, Brother Edlo. And do you have any other final words to close our discussion?
I would just say that there is hope in Christ Jesus.
There
you don't have to live a life of fear and worry. You don't
right.
have to live a life of depression.
I am a living
witness that
Amen.
You can live another way. And another thing that's very important, that I battled autoimmune disease since I was 3 years old, and God is healing that in my life. What I didn't
Amen.
Know was that fear, anxiety, stress, depression is related to many, many, many diseases.
That's right.
It's related to asthma, allergies, eczema.
Come on, Veronica.
You know, autoimmune disease. You know, all these things are connected, and I just don't believe that God wants you to live in depression or disease. Now, are we supposed to suffer for Christ? Yes. Are the godly in Christ supposed to be persecuted? Yes. But in those things, we should not suffer in those things, but we should suffer for the sake of Christ.
Amen.
But not in terms of fear or depression disease.
Amen, amen, and amen again to that. Sister Veronica, please take a few moments more and introduce Angelo and Veronica to the kingdom.
Yes, well, this is Angelo and Veronica, and you can reach out to us at angeloandveronica.com. And also our church is higherplacechurch.com, and we're on social media, and they can get the music there on, I'm sorry, on angeloandveronica.com, and also the book, How I Made It Out Alive.
Amen. That was my next question. How may we purchase your book?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they can go to angeloandveronica.com. Especially if they want a signed copy, they can go to angeloandveronica.com. If not, they can purchase it on Amazon as well.
Amen, Sister Veronica. How may the kingdom purchase your music, support your ministry and book, and reach out to Angelo and Veronica?
Again, they can go to angeloandveronica.com, and we would love to hear. We try to answer all the emails, and if people are interested in our ministry, they can go to higherplacechurch.com, and they can also write to us through the contact form there.
Amen. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Speaker.com, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio, Kingdom Influencers Broadcast.com every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern on Elations Radio, iTunes by Jerry Royce Live, and at Positive Power XXI.org. My latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital outlets. And Kingdom, we have began a radio station. To listen, please go to Let's Talk to the Lord gospelradio.international or streammitter.com or Radio Garden or mytuner.com. Search those radio platforms for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Station. On our radio station, we have 24/7 music, talk, and more. Finally, Kingdom, we truly pray that this episode is fruitful for anyone who is facing this obstacle in your life's journey. But until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you living your life under an open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I was down in the pit of despair, quickly going nowhere. There was trouble on every side. It's a wonder how I survived. But then you reached down your hand to me. I made it out alive. Was discouraged down deep in my soul, trying to hide it so no one would know. It's like death was surrounding me. I was blind and could not see. But then your love came and lifted me. I made it out alive.
you, Jesus.
Hey, what's up? This is Ray. Make sure you stay a part of the movement and keep it locked right here on Urban Movement Radio.
Yeah.
cause he the one that love you first. They stab me on my back, I try pretend like it didn't hurt. Go get what you deserve, my dog, you better know your worth. It's enough hate in the street, so why we get it in the church? They don't wanna see me blow, they don't wanna see me grow. They tryna diss me for the fame, they just tryna put on a show. In person, the energy, it changed, they try to act like they don't know. Man, you can't tell me about this pain and all these feelings I can show. Oh. No matter how they treat me, I'm still a real one. Sometimes it feel like you lost, but no, you still won. Gotta chase a bag, I gotta take care of these little ones. Y'all gave me a task, the devil ain't stopping what I'm getting done.
I can never fold, I'm a real one. Keep applying pressure till they feel something. I hold it down for yo. I can see the crown on you. I've been on the block, I've been.
We gon' feed the streets, and I ain't talking guns when I say they know we keep the heat. And painting with my troops, so we came about 100 deep. We just tryna keep the peace, we just tryna keep the peace. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, yeah, they know I rock with 3. Never switching on the game, I'm sticking to him like a leech. Jesus, peace around my neck, protect me from my enemies. 66 up on my way, so I'm gon' let these verses speak. Unlevel head, yeah, my mind was racing. Had a feel, waste of time, I was so impatient. Know I gotta get it, so I'm paper chasing. Gotta get my dogs up by their situation.
I can never fold, I'm a real one. Keep applying pressure till they feel something. I hold it down for yo. I can see the crown on you. I've been on the block, I've been leaning on the rock, I've been on the block with you. Remember when you came and grabbed me, made me drop the two, yeah. I'm thanking God for you, cause I could've been a goner too. I know I'm not a killer, but that night you had to check. Tag my name in comments, feel like everybody, yeah. Had to flip the script, that gave me the drip. Had to call his name for the king to accept. Yeah, yeah. Now my past in the rear view. I hit that gas, got a clear view. But I'm right back to that block though, till I free my people with that gutter gospel. I can never fold, I'm a real one. Keep applying pressure till they feel something. I hold it down for yo. I can see the crown on you. I've been on the block, I've been leaning on the rock, I've been.
This is Queen Martina, and you're listening to Urban Movement Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Shalee from the Ventress.